Here are a few words to challenge one's thought on the soul of man. Inasmuch as it is a higher entity presently trapped within a lower entity, it must travel together until it can be awakened to the inevitable change awaiting it. From the collection out of Poetry by Poppy, called Poems from One Who Knows, here's a short poem entitled Who Sent the Fly in Time? By Poppy. The soul travels wearily atop a seemingly docile beast, and neither knows of which is he, and neither knows of which is me. Of how he got here, he knows of this the very least, with no idea of where he is or how it is he has come to be. Will this soul awaken to recall of what it is it has forgot? In fatigue of sleep, can this one hear or see of truth, of what is the barren landscape of his mind traverses not, but presumes it is of what he thinks, but he has no proof. In eerie dreamlike vision he is righted from falling farther left. Some subtleness of movement has startled his reluctant ride. For the body beneath this soul fights the annoying burden of death. Though a mere flesh wound to an ear, it has halted the collide. For the sake of conscious rebound, the soul focuses slowly the view, and sees the ever-positioned traps and tortures and the serpent's waylay. Were it not for the donkey's flicker, or from where and when the fly flew, this soul could never change the future by adjusting the present day.